If the internet wasn't already censored enough, I would have uploaded this on YouTube. But due to how dangerous the internet is, I have to talk about this on Fashipedia. For several years, politicians, Wall Street, and communist fronts have been censoring things citing medical misinformation, election misinformation, bullying, etc. Never mind the lies, slander, and incitement that politicians, influencers, and degenerates have caused. Because of this censorship, if people want to get a following, they have to censor certain words to gain favors with algorithms and less than desirable followers that cannot discern right from wrong. Corporations that dismissed criticism catered to degenerates have come to the realization that they are wrong. Because of that, the internet is in serious trouble. We could fight this through protest in Washington, but it's a lost cause. We cannot assembly without one crazy individual turning the protest into a riot the second they catch wind of the police. When net neutrality returned in 2024, it caused a lot of regulations on the internet. The internet in general doubled in price. People are not only paying more for internet, but internet speeds are slower, throttling is a persistent problem, and it's making it easier for certain companies to steal money from people. VPNs are a scam. Sure, you may keep your information anonymous to an extent, but it does not fix the throttling issues because internet conglomerates are the ones that dictate the internet speed. So no, it's not just the degenerates, the politicians, and the censorship of objective news that is the reason why the internet is dying. It's the internet itself. The return of net neutrality is allowing for the internet conglomerates to monopolize the internet, thus the reason for higher prices and lower speeds. Unless the Federal Communications Commission and Congress can come up with an amendment deregulating the internet, net neutrality could be here to stay for good. With social media, video sharing sites, and chat sites manufacturing degeneracy, the internet is the most dangerous entity to be involved with today. The internet is like a landmine, meaning if you step on a mine, you are history. Woke culture are the mines, and if you say something out of line, you are history. Woke culture is nothing more than a group of incorrigible people that preys on other people. Woke culture consists of homosexuals, transgenders, furries, anime fans, and minorities that were indoctrinated. When these people come to call, you cannot reason with them. Not even an apology will get them off your back. Under fascism, we would never have allowed degenerates on the internet. We would admonish parents for letting kids go on sites that are not family-friendly. We would admonish people for promoting communism. The fact that YouTube, Amazon, and other sites openly promote the Communist Manifesto while censoring fascist and nationalist books shows a blatant hypocrisy on the internet. Because of the generations that read the Communist Manifesto, they immediately shun books that promote morals like the Holy Bible, teaching kids how to make an honest living, helping out your community, etc. Under fascism, you have a right to debate people without fearing of violent retaliation. Everyone that unfortunately saw what happened to Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA was a real tragedy. A tragedy that divided the world far more than united the world. Every natural disaster, tragedy, and emergency situation used to unite people back in the day. But today, anyone who is a conservative, a fascist, or a nationalist are deemed evil, and when these people get assassinated, most people will revel in it. Democrats in Congress protesting a moment of silence on the floor. People on social media saying it was only the beginning, openly calling for the assassination of Charlie Kirk's wife and kids. Kids! Yeah, people are openly calling for the assassination of kids. People that are not at the age of accountability yet. That's how sick the politicians, influencers, and other people are on the internet. Wanting kids to die because their parents were conservative. It's really sick that kids can't be kids anymore and widows have no time to process the deaths of the husbands because sickos on the internet want them to die for no reason. There's your main reason why the internet is dying. Censorship of objectivity. Assholes wanting people to die. Internet service getting expensive, etc. If any of you want to preserve your sanity on the long run, I suggest you folks get off the internet by 2027. You don't need Netflix, YouTube, Apple TV, among streaming in general for entertainment. Invest in physical media. Use an antenna for live TV. Get a landline. Snail mail people close in your lives. And get physical games like board games. The internet is dying. Electronic games are dead. Streaming is taking a nosedive. Internet news is more biased now than the mainstream media, etc. Start buying books. Subscribe to an independent newspaper source. Read the Holy Bible. You don't need an encyclopedia nor a dictionary to smarten you up. More importantly, if you can't correspond with your internet friends when it's time to shut off the computer and throw it out the window, say goodbye to them and wish them the best. Thank you for listening to this broadcast here on Fashipedia.